Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.
Good morning, everybody. If I were to give what I'm about to say a title, it would be Protecting Yourself. And that has come about because of the many questions that I get from listeners, often when it's too late for me to try and fix the mess. So here are some of the things that you need to consider to protect yourself from getting into trouble. The first is, does your computer have virus software or antivirus software? And does that software, is it up to date? Because in the kind of climate we're working in today, it is so easy to get caught in a scam. It's so easy to download malware of some kind. It's so easy to end up making a mistake. Now, that's what your virus, antivirus software is supposed to do. It's supposed to be the Alsatian at the door. It stops problems from getting into your system. The other area where people make mistakes has got to do with passwords. You cannot use one password for your bank and the same password for Twitter, for Facebook, for everything else under the sun. If you do that, just save yourself some money, empty out your bank accounts and leave the money lying on the pavement, because that's what's going to happen. And then when it comes to passwords, your birth date does not qualify as a password, because anybody can look at your ID number and work out what your date of birth is. And most passwords now want some kind of special character as part of the password. Now let me guess. I bet a substantial number of you use the exclamation mark as the special character. And then research tells us you put it right at the end of the password. So I'm not sure how that helps, because people who play around in that area know that already. The other area where people have come into trouble is they employ a new service provider. And the service provider wants a 50% upfront payment. And then you do that. You make the payment without verifying that the bank account actually belongs to the service provider. Now, if you do that, you've made payment and they disappear with your money, how are you going to get it back? It's always safer to use an online credit card payment, because if somebody is scamming and they're using credit cards, banks talk to each other and they will get that particular service provider disconnected immediately. So if you do have to pay a service provider and they can't accept a credit card, then just walk away. Don't even bother to send an EFT. It's not particularly safe. If you're working with a new company, Google that company's name. See how other people who work with that particular company feel about their services. If that doesn't work, go to Hello Peter. Hello Peter is extremely helpful, because they are going to tell you how other people experience it. And the people who go to Hello Peter are the ones who are grumpy. So you will get exactly what you need to know fairly early in the exercise. In terms of contracts, when you're sitting down with that new phone contract, or you're sitting down with a new car that you're about to buy, people are in such a hurry that when they see 12 pages of fine print, they generally will sign and move on. So let me tell you about my experience with fine print. Somebody I care for had had a heart attack. And I was warned, so I rushed off to the hospital, and I got there before the ambulance arrived. So we knew the person was coming. We knew they were coming in an ambulance. I went to reception and I said, I'm here to visit Mr. X. Has he arrived yet? And they said, no, but you can help by signing that person in. They asked me for various details, which I happened to know, so I could answer that particular question. And then the lady printed out a 3-page form and said, please sign at the back of the last page. Now, she told me what I was doing. I was signing in the patient. Now, I'm a grumpy consumer, and I tend to get suspicious when people hurry me about signing forms. And as I looked on the last page, I saw there was a paragraph that said I was not only signing in the patient, I was agreeing to take responsibility for the bill. And that was not what I was told. So I tore up the slip, I asked for the manager, and I pointed out in terms of the law what this person had done was illegal, because they had made a false disclosure to me. They did not indicate to me that I was signing a form that would make me financially liable. Now, since then, there's been a court case and they can't pull that one again, but that morning, that hospital tried to make me responsible for somebody else's medical bills. So if somebody hands you 3 pages of fine print, don't just sign because you're in a hurry. Or worse still, if you're buying that motor car, don't just sign the 6 or 7 pages. You cannot necessarily be sure of what it is they are not telling you and what it is they're trying to hide. Because when people are in a hurry and there's a lot of print, they are trying to hide something. So, listeners, next time I get anybody asking for help, I'm going to ask you 3 questions. The first question is, how did you get into this mess? The second question is, what did you do or what did you learn from this mess? And the third question, what did you do to try and solve the problem? So rather than dump the problem on somebody else, you need to use whatever the event was to learn so that you don't repeat the mistake again.
Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.